Stranger in a Southern Land, Inconclusive Breakdown, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, and The Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Yo!
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you, buddy?
I'm calling from the Hotfoot Casualty Company, and I want to know if you have insurance.
I do not have... Yes, I do have insurance.
Oh. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you, man?
None. I may have to... I don't know. You know what? The levels sound good. I'm going to leave it the way it is. Well, it's call time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, is Kevin on?
No, I have to add him, so give me 1 second. I have to hit the plus sign. I have to add people. And, of course, now everybody's going to hear me click, click, clicking away. Do we want to add Kevin Garifo or Kevin Gill? Let's add Kevin Garifo. I bet you he's in a washroom again.
What? What are you, 50, the washroom?
Yeah, remember last time he was doing laundry when he was on call time?
Oh. Jeez, wait, 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 wait,
this is so loud.
Yeah!
What's up, Negro? Hello?
What's up?
Are you alive, Kevin?
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Hello?
That's awful. Whatever, I can't hear a word. You sound like a robot.
Matt, talk to him.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin?
I don't know what's going on right now.
All right, I'm going to have to hang up on Kevin then.
Kevin, can you hear us?
Kevin!
Dude, something sounds like it's messed up. I can't even understand you, so I'm going to hang up. I honestly can't even understand anything that you're saying.
Oh, that...
I can hear you fine, and I can hear Tony fine.
I hung up on him. Maybe he'll call back. I don't know. I can't deal with that, dude. We were already 2 minutes in, and we haven't said anything.
Kevin still don't know the goddamn phone number.
No, because I just figured it'd be easier for me to call you guys to set it all up, but whatever.
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't know the phone number, so he needs the phone number.
He's asking you for the phone number right now.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, welcome to call time number 11. I'm Tony.
I'm Matt.
And this is supposed to be a call time, but let's just jump right in.
We're working it. We're working it here.
That's all right. Is Kevin calling in?
I'm working on it. Hold on, man.
All right, so you want me to filibuster a little bit? Well, there was a paper.
I literally just got in from work.
So did I, dude. What do you think? You're the only guy that's working these days?
How was your day?
My day was pretty okay. How was your day? I actually got to stay home a little late this morning, and I made some brand new pancakes on my brand new griddle that I got for Father's Day.
Oh, no, that's right. Happy belated Father's Day.
That's right. Oh, man. Am I getting static now?
Great.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Hold on.
Oh, God, that's awful. Better now?
I hear you, Matt.
No, I should be back. Okay, no, I had to reset the Yeti. I'm going old school. Boy, this is the drizzling shits. We should start this over.
Wow, you're with the Yeti?
Yeah, of course, dude. I don't want to take everything out.
That's old school.
Of course it is, bro. It's call time. I think the last time we did a call time was like 2 years ago.
Well, Kevin, you should put the Wizards hotline in your phone as the Wizards hotline like I do.
Yeah, Kevin. What's the matter with you? Kevin's officially been a wizard for 3 years, and he still doesn't know the hotline.
I knew it at some point. I just don't know it now.
Sure you did. Well, all right, let's get into this. Come on, it was a pay-per-view on Sunday. Let's go. I got shit to do. So Fastlane 45 happened, and we had two new world champions crowned.
Well, like your attitude.
This is so bad.
I like your attitude, Tony.
Oh, jeez Louise. All right, sir, then you talk about the pay-per-view.
I mean, there was a lot more that happened, but we can start with the pay-per-view. Money in the Bank. I think it's worthy of being called Money in the Bank.
A.K.A. Fastlane 207.
Wait, why are
that's
we starting
next
with...
month.
Wait. Why aren't we starting with Roman Reigns being suspended?
Well, I kind of think it all ties in, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Kevin, take over. Take over, Kevin.
No, I'm just saying. I think that's major. That's major, major news.
The big news. Everybody hates got suspended. The guy that everybody hates.
He's their top guy.
He's not the champ. He's not the top guy. Everybody hates him. And they're just going to hate him more now. He's just going to get fucking booed more. And they're just going to keep trying to push him down your throat. And everybody's going to hate him. And they're not going to turn him heel. And we're going to have the same conversation about turning him heel for the next 6 months. Until he gets popped again. Being on the shoes
started
with Bobby Lashley.
Dude, they started the heel turn last night, didn't they?
Yeah, but he's going to be off. He's going to be off TV for 30 days now. How are you going to build to the triple threat match, which can still happen because he's coming off suspension at that time? But how are you going to have this match when one of the key components is not going to be there and you're not going to be able to build him for a fucking month?
Well, that's kind of like a whole, like, there's like a million like different things that stem from this, and that includes obviously that Dean Ambrose won the belt, and now the triple threat match did happen, but. I don't know when they found out about the suspension, but like it seems like the seeds are almost planted for a Roman Reigns heel turn on Monday night when he said, I don't give a fuck what the fans think, this, that, and then all of a sudden to find out today that he's not going to be around for the next month, and you're going to do this dream triple threat match that everyone's been pining for I don't know how long now, and now it's not happening because Roman Reigns, and if anything, I think this makes him more likable amongst the adult demographic, because dude, the guy got suspended for doing drugs, man. That's awesome. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's like a rebel now. Kind of like gives him like some sort of like edge to him now because he got suspended.
I think it's a work. I think I think they're doing this whole thing just so everybody is like going to be so happy when the prodigal son returns. I bet you it's a work.
Or he comes back, and he says, everyone made fun of me. No one supported me.
Exactly.
You can stick it in your ass.
Exactly. And it's Roman Reigns, dude. The guy's a saint. You mean to tell me that they couldn't just piss away a wellness violation for a storyline purpose? Come on.
I will say this. I think when it comes to the wellness program, I don't think it's a work.
Nah, man, you got to think outside the box. Shane McMahon's back. Triple H is, you know, kind of in charge now. I think that it's not beyond them to play the wellness policy for a storyline, especially with Roman Reigns.
Did they say what he got popped for?
Nope, not yet.
I think that this there'd be too much backlash from mainstream media that they're usually. I mean, they've done it before, but not in this era where they're using like a drug violation and something that they've taken so seriously since Benoit and since Guerrero. They've taken it pretty goddamn seriously since then. And I mean, Randy Orton's gotten suspended. Mysterio's gotten suspended. Top guys have gotten suspended before. Not the guy, but so I doubt this is, I severely doubt that this is any sort of angle.
Well, it could be an angle if they never give a reason as to why he was popped, or they just make something up.
Could they turn it into one down the road? Yeah, of course they could. And I think that, I mean, even that's a little beyond my scope of belief as well, because that's just, the wellness policy is something that I honestly don't think, I think they want people to take them as serious as possible when it comes to stuff like this. I don't think they fuck with it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm reading that it's reported that they knew about this before Money in the Bank.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if they, it's just very weird that, you know, minutes or in the time after Raw, all of a sudden he's suspended. Like, when were they drug testing? Like, when did they have this test? You know.
I mean, I don't know. And that there's, if you go on, there's like an article that someone posted up that has a million different questions on like what this means. When did they know? Is that why Ambrose is the champ now? There's so many questions that still need to be answered, and I'm sure we'll find out in time. But I again, a work? No, I don't think so.
You think they would have done? They could have saved face by just writing him off TV for 30 days.
Yeah, but then how do you write him off? Do you do an injury angle with him?
Do an injury angle. Why does he have to be? Why does it have to be put out there that he got suspended? The poor guy gets fucking booed to death anyway. Now people are just going to throw venom at him.
Well, it's like you said.
No, hold on. They've announced every single guy that's ever been suspended under the wellness policy. They've announced every single guy. They may have like done the writing off TV thing, but they have announced every single guy that's ever been suspended under the wellness policy has been outed as why they're not on TV.
I don't know. I think
they're not doing any favors by outing them, though.
Yeah, but
you have to. But that's like your publicly traded company.
No, you don't have to. You could just write them off TV.
Of course you do.
No.
Yeah, but Matt, here's the problem with just writing him off or doing the injury angle. You just hyped up Seth Rollins, who was out for so long with a legit injury, and then you're gonna turn around and say, oh, now Roman Reigns is hurt. It's like kind of like just.
Well, why even bother putting him in the triple threat match?
Because he's gonna be able to be back in it. That's the ultimate thing. Like, he's not gonna miss the next pay-per-view.
He's gonna miss the draft.
Yeah, but who gives a shit about the draft? Remember when Stone Cold ran off, and then it was like, who's Stone Cold gonna be drafted by? Remember
and
that whole storyline?
Also, Benoit was a draft pick. He was the top draft pick, and he was out of injury too. He wasn't on the show when he got drafted, and he was borderline that top guy.
Yeah, that's the time I wasn't really watching wrestling, so I don't really know any of
that
stuff.
A boo.
I know, terrible.
We don't know when they found out. Like that hasn't been released yet, as far as I know.
So your boys Meltzer and Alvarez are saying that top WWE officials knew about it before the pay per view.
Okay, oh, there you go.
Meltzer's reporting that.
Yeah, him and Alvarez.
All right. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, that's as credible as it gets, really, in wrestling. So.
And I mean, I get it that people don't like him, but I mean, people need to fucking knock it off. People are fucking awful.
Listen to you, defending Roman Reigns.
No, I mean, it's fucking, you know, the guy, do you know, I mean,
do
I don't
you
know if you guys follow MMA very much, but the amount of banned substances, you know, MMA, baseball, football, you can fucking pick something up at ShopRite that's full of fucking 107 different vitamins, and half of them are on the banned list. This guy could just be taking fucking supplements, and he could have got popped for taking some over-the-counter supplement.
Yeah, and look at freaking Sharapova. Just got 2 years for a substance that wasn't steroids. It wasn't HGA. I mean, Adam Rose, the ADHD thing. Like, it could be anything. We have no idea what it is. Hornswoggle got suspended because he didn't take his piss test on time.
Well, that's stupid, too.
Anything.
He could have drank a cup of water and had to piss in 20 minutes. It's not like he's got a big circulatory system. I'm just saying. I mean, I like the guy and all. I'm just saying.
But, like, the people that are just, like on the fucking social media just spewing fucking venom about, like, they're glad this happened to this fucking guy. Like, you're being that's a bit ridiculous. You don't like him, that's one thing, but come on.
See, I've seen more of the defenders than I've seen the people slamming them.
Well, that's great. I haven't seen much of that on Twitter. Twitter might be like the fucking worst place in the world. Not one person on Twitter ever has a positive thing to say about anything.
And what, they were all sticking it up his ass, or were they defending him?
A bunch of people are fucking thrilled to see that he got suspended.
Well, I mean, it's
kind of... For what reason? I don't know. I mean, Kevin mentioned he did the stick it up their ass thing last night. You know, that's the direction people want him to go.
Yeah, but...
Here's the thing with that, and if you want to play, like, silver lining guy, is that maybe these people are saying, like, because he's been jammed down our throat this entire time, maybe the break will help him. Like, maybe the month off, maybe he will come back. Maybe he'll have a different attitude. So, like, that's not what they're saying. I'm just saying that's, like, me always playing devil's advocate. Maybe now this will give us a break from Roman Reigns. And then when he comes back, maybe something different will happen. Who knows?
No, Kevin, some people have said that. But I think the majority of the people bemoaning this are the ones that are like, well, good, fuck him. We don't like him anyway. And, like, you know, that's why everybody's, you know, crying, you know, that you shouldn't be taking this. Like, It's the differentiation of Roman Reigns, who he is on TV, and Joe. I didn't fucking realize his name was Joe. How funny is that? The Samoan guy named Joe. But,
you got some fucking jokes tonight, buddy.
Sorry. Boo.
You're on fire.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so, but here's the other thing. Getting back to Meltzer and Alvarez, though. Like, if people knew, that just goes to show you, like, maybe this was a work, dude. Like, why would people know and then be like, oh, okay, well, you could still wrestle tonight, or, oh, you could still wrestle tomorrow. Like, I don't know, well, man.
Yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I think that's happened before.
Has it? I don't remember.
I guess, I don't know, but I want to say that maybe even with a guy like RVD or someone where they'll still work the show, but then, like, if they found out that day, like, then they'll let him work or the day before, they'll let him work that show and then suspend.
Okay,
I'm like 95% positive.
No, that's right. I'm going to walk you there. Was the wellness policy in effect when RVD got popped with Sabu in the car?
I don't think so, because I think Benoit was still alive then.
Okay,
so no.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, but he still has to drop both those titles after he got popped.
Yeah, but that's what I'm wondering, because he dropped the belts right away, and then I'm just wondering if he got suspended after that. And I'm pretty sure he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that may have just been for, like, disciplinary. That may not have been under the actual wellness policy.
Yeah, I have a feeling you might be right. I just don't remember the example then.
Well, was ECW... We'll
get off here.
Who?
Was ECW...
Dead air.
To call Tom.
I'm looking it up. Relax over there. Jesus.
Oh, he's looking. I thought you said, like, Philadelphia.
That's what I thought he said too. He said Philadelphia.
talking over each other. It's hard to fucking hear everybody.
I got Philadelphia because Rob Van Dam wrestled for ECW out of Philadelphia.
Oh, man. So.
Where's the flute? I need my flute. So there was a pay-per-view that we started talking about until Kevin rudely interrupted us with his Roman Reigns horse shit.
It's a big story. To go back to the Rob Van Dam thing, he was suspended for 30 days.
You see? That's what I'm wondering.
But I'm wondering if that was before or after the wellness policy.
Well, was Chris Benoit was still around, because that was when they had just brought back ECW. Now, was the wellness policy in effect before Benoit did what he did?
It may have been in effect after Guerrero, now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's possible. Everything's possible. So tell me about the pay-per-view, because I didn't really watch the whole thing. Overall, what were you guys' thoughts?
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really comment on it. Just because I haven't had time, but I've heard mixed reviews. A lot of people didn't, not a lot, but I saw a handful of people who didn't like the ending.
Yeah, it was just weird. You know why? Because the end sequence, for those of you who don't want to listen, don't listen anyway. Reigns went for a spear and walked into a pedigree, which was awesome, but that wasn't the finish. Like, he wound up getting a two count, and then he picked up Reigns again and gave him another pedigree, and it finished it. And then, you know, everybody knows Ambrose came out, cashed in, and, you know, well, another new champion in the span of minutes. I don't know, like, maybe that, you know, spear into the pedigree should have been the finish. I think that's maybe the only complaint people had about it. I don't know.
Well, I obviously, that would have been an awesome optic, because I don't think I've ever seen that before, where someone would get pedigreed out of a spear. But I think maybe the point was just to drive home that, like, There were so many, like, I mean, even in, like, the AJ Styles John Cena match. I can't really speak for this match, but there were, like, so many false finishes that I think that, like, when you do that, like, cementing, like, it takes two pedigrees to put him down, Obviously, the one for the spear would have been the better optic, but the fact that it took two pedigrees to beat Roman Reigns, I think, is fine. I didn't have a major issue with that.
No, fair enough, and I agree with you on that one. And then, like, you know, halfway through the match, I forget what spot it was, but I'm like, you know what? It wouldn't fucking surprise me if Ambrose cashed in tonight, and then and Ambrose walked out with this thing. And sure enough, that's what's fucking happened. And it was awesome. I fucking popped big time for it. I was expecting Roman Reigns, though, to do something at that point, but they just gave Dean his moment, you know, which was cool.
To go back, Kevin's right. They initiated it after Guerrero died in 2006.
Okay,
the wellness policy.
And Guerrero died before WrestleMania that year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then there you go, because the ECW relaunch wasn't until after that pay-per-view, which was in June. Remember One Night Stand 2? That was when Van Damme beat John Cena, and then the next night, Paul Heyman gave him the ECW belt as well. And then shortly after that was when he got popped.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Just the time. I know we're all over the place, but I just wanted to clarify that.
No, fair enough. Speaking of all over the place, I mean, I know that Game 7 was up on against the pay-per-view on Sunday night, but Jesus fucking Christ, the main event is going past 11 o'clock. What the fuck are they doing?
What's going on over there?
What is that?
It was people walking by talking.
Where are you? I have to know where you are.
I am sitting in... I have the open mic at Oak tonight that I can finally go to because we're not recording. So I am sitting in an alley behind the Oak Barrel Pub in West Orange, New Jersey.
We need to do more call times, because if I remember correctly, last time we did a call time, you were in the laundry room doing your laundry.
That's when we had AJ Styles. Yeah, that was the AJ Egypt episode. That wasn't the call time.
Yeah, that was a great. I love that episode.
No, but the last call time we did do, I was sitting in my car,
like a fucking homeless person.
In a parking lot of the same establishment.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm sitting out in an alley behind the bar in somebody's chair. I don't know whose chair this is I'm sitting in, but it's somebody's plastic patio furniture.
I was
You giving out free handjobs?
Free? You got to make money, bro.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, speaking of hand jobs, I was kind of surprised that New Day retained. I think that would have been a perfect spot to put the titles on the club, but what do I know? I think New Day doesn't need the belts anymore, and I think that seems to be the consensus going around.
Well, I don't remember what
happened to the Lion.
Yes, the Lion. I don't know what you said.
The Wyatt.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I was so glad to see Braun Strowman on Monday. I really was. I guess I was alone.
You were. I actually don't remember this part of it all because me and Matt, I think we're still filibustering in between guests for our Ring of Honor show that will be up tomorrow. So I honestly don't remember. I don't know what the heck you talked about or what the promo was between New Day and the Wyatt. So.
Well, I mean, the Strowmans came out and they started doing their shtick. And then, of course, it was like, don't you dare. And then, you know, they came out. And it looked like Xavier Woods was being hypnotized at one point because he, like, missed his cue. I don't know. It was some fucking weird thing. It'd be fucking hilarious, though, if Xavier Woods joined the Wyatt family. It would totally shit their credibility, but it'd be pretty fucking hilarious. I'm just saying.
If they were ever to turn them face, then absolutely it'd be amazing.
It would be awesome.
But,
so what else happened on the pay-per-view? I heard there was a bitch tag match, and Natalya's a heel now for no apparent reason.
Yeah, going back to the pay-per-view.
Yes.
With the tag match. I think on the last show, I think I predicted the New Day to win, but I really, the night of, I was like, oh, they got to put it on the club. Like, you're agreeing with you that the New Day does not need to be the champs anymore. But I mean, it was still fun. The biggest problem I had with the pay-per-view was the AJ Styles, John Cena finish. That was
That's the only thing that I have a problem with on, from what I remember anyway.
I don't have a problem with that per se, but it just went to this point that really was like fucking striking a nerve with me. The fucking heels don't cheat anymore, and it's fucking depressing. Nobody pulls out a foreign object. Nobody does shit behind the referee's back anymore. It's like they're making these out to be just like two guys out to have a legitimate contest where heels shouldn't be that way. AJ should have fucking stuck a thumb in his eye or fucking choked him on the ropes or something, you know?
See, I disagree with you here. I think it's okay to have a heel win to solidify himself as a top guy. Why can only the baby faces win cleanly? Like, a heel should still be able to win a match to show that he is capable of doing something and he's a credible athlete.
Yeah, Rusev could do that to Titus O'Neil, absolutely. But AJ Styles should not be doing that to John Cena. AJ Styles should be pulling a fast one and not a fucking roll-up because John Cena's ex-wife is on the ramp fucking waving to him. I'm talking about, like, referee's back is turned and you fucking waffle him with something and you get the pin. Why can't we have that anymore, Kevin? Why? No,
you can have it. I just feel like if you're trying to, I mean, this is all a bigger picture thing in terms of how do you want people to view AJ Styles? Yeah, he's a heel now. He's a full-fledged heel now, and the club interfering was a heel move, but it did not make him look like John Cena.
Yeah, but here's the perfect example. John Cena loses clean to the pop-up powerbomb in Kevin Owens' match with him, right, the first time they worked. Then the second time, Cena wins. The third time, Cena wins. After the fucking second time, Owens should have been cheating like a fucking madman to beat Cena. You know what I'm saying?
No, and I totally, totally agree with that. But that's just a bigger picture issue and not just using that match as in amongst itself. That was the first one between them. So maybe now it'll come to that. If Cena wins match two, match three, maybe AJ Styles, Kevin Owens is presented as like, he doesn't need to do this because he's just a badass dude, like Brock Lesnar sort of deal. AJ Styles now, because he's a smaller guy, might resort to these tactics down the road. Who knows?
You know what would have been great? It would have been great if the two idiots came running in and Cena managed, like, you know, with his last breath to fight them off, and then fucking, like, Anderson slips some brass knucks and he just fucking waffles them, and that's it. Cena's out, done, over. That would have been cool as shit.
See, I just would have rather had AJ Styles, because the end of that match was super competitive where everyone was getting like a false finish. Like, everyone was just like a 2.5 count away. At that point, there's no shame in having someone actually just win cleanly and not resorting to the heel tactics, because it almost could have happened 6 times at the end of that match.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of the fucking heel has to be competitive with the face all the time. I'm just not, dude. We need some fucking old school heel shit going on.
Well, I'm not on the same page. I'm not necessarily in agreement with you that you have to have that all the time. I think we do have that most of the time with ref bumps and stuff like that. And with with like Charlotte and Ric Flair and
that fucking ref bump, by the way, was horse shit. Complete horse shit. The referee in the fucking Roman Reigns match, he got fucking creamed, and he still got up fairly quick. That schmuck that was in the Cena AJ match barely got kicked, and he was out for like an hour. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's bad. I agree with you. I'm not going to argue that.
That was terrible. I was like, you got it. And they even when they showed the replay, they shot it from like straight on, so it didn't look like he didn't get hit. But man, that was rough.
Yeah, but dude, like, imagine. All right, so you don't like the competitive match. Imagine it was a competitive match, and the heel wins cleanly. But then after the match, he fucking spits on him and he kicks him, or he like spray paints him NWO style or something like that. You still get the same heat, but yet you still get credibility from winning a match clean.
I don't know. I think the heel needs to take command and hold on to command no matter what, and not just by doing moves. I think a poke in the eye or using the ropes for leverage is sorely needed in some of these matches. Dude, nobody cheats. Nobody fucking cheats. Even Kevin Owens, who talks shit the whole time, he doesn't even cheat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
no, I do. I just can't speak off the top of my head for any instances or any examples of.
That's all right.
I can't counter you because I can't off the top of my head. I can't think of any, like, because Kevin Owens may have. I just don't know.
It was just the need to vent. It really bugged me. Yeah. It was really prominent, like, during that finish sequence. Matt, did we lose you?
No, I'm here, buddy.
Okay, no, cool. I just want to make sure you're still alive. You have any comments on the pay-per-view?
He didn't watch it.
You didn't watch any of it?
What is it? Fucking Pete and Repeat? We're in a boat? No, I didn't see any of it. I haven't had fucking time.
You were too busy watching the fucking Cavaliers. I know you.
Yeah, the fucking Cavaliers. My balls. Your balls hurt. No, I fucking worked all weekend
like a
Cavalier.
Yeah, I worked like a Cavalier, and then we did the show last night, and I signed up for PlayStation View so we could watch Raw. I felt bad because Kevin came all the way up here, and I don't have cable, and it was a very long night, so the least I could do was get a little Monday Night Raw up in this piece.
I don't care, I don't care. My jokes don't go over, I don't care. Everybody, I don't care.
I was wondering if the soundboard was hooked up.
It's hooked up, I just didn't have it turned on.
But I had a friend, Anthony, who was blowing on my phone all night, keeping me updated on the situation, so followed along with him. I did see that Apollo Crews one, though.
Yeah. And so did Baron Corbin. And I heard Apollo's match, he basically took a shit kicking and won with a roll-up.
Because
that's the way to put Yoo-Hoo Nation over. You know, let him get his ass kicked and then just fucking win with a roll-up.
Oh, did he do the crucifix gimmick, I think, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Isn't that ironic that the fucking Celtic Warrior lost to a crucifix? Whoa! The fucking Kevin Dunn, fucking amazing job he's doing.
I don't remember that, the finish of that match, though.
And can I vent on something else, by the way?
Sure.
Why
are you mad?
Dude, because I don't give a fuck what kind of technology the WWE is using to bring me Raw every fucking week. Get rid of 3 hours and make it 2 hours, and you don't have to put horse shit like that on my television. It's fucking stupid. Oh, look at all this technology and these trucks that we have, and you can watch Roman Reigns fucking fail a wellness policy exam from the comfort of your home in super duper high def. Fucking who gives a shit? I don't care. Show me a fucking cancer kid that John Cena went to visit. That I could fucking eat that up because that's good shit. I don't care where fucking Kevin Dunn is standing on a Monday night. I don't fucking care. I don't think anybody cares. What jackoff is sitting in his living room going, "Hey, Martha, look at the fucking truck they got now, them WWE folk. It's fucking stupid. Stupid."
I like how you gave that the accent, like all wrestling fans live in trailer parks and eat macaroni and cheese.
I never mentioned macaroni and cheese, but if the shoe fits.
It's implied. They drink Bush beer, they eat macaroni and cheese, and they watch
Bush
wrestling.
Beer? I thought they were all Mountain Dew heads. We ain't got no teeth because we drank the Mountain Dew.
Why are you so angry?
I don't know. I'm just pissed off.
The pay-per-view doesn't. People seem to be, like I said, mixed reactions. Rusev, I guess they're going forward with this Rusev Titus O'Neil gimmick.
Nobody gives a shit. Titus lost clean. You want to talk about a heel winning clean, Kevin? There you go. Fucking Rusev. Rusev, let that sink in.
What?
Fucking Rusev. Is your...
I don't mind him as the U.S. champion. He's pretty fucking beastly, man. I know Kevin hates him, but...
Wait, was The Miz in the Money in the Bank match?
No, he wasn't on the card.
Oh, he was... Wait. Your Intercontinental Champion wasn't on the card?
Correct.
That's some fucked up shit right there. I think we need the brand split sooner rather than later, because The Miz needs TV time.
Hey, dickhead, you better make sure that was that.
Hey, dickhead, what?
Yeah, what that was saying. We got that fucking draft is live while we're doing the podcast. We got to fucking watch it and podcast while it goes on, dude.
Wait, that's going to be on a Tuesday?
Yeah, July 19th. Well, SmackDown moving Tuesday nights.
Oh, Nikes. Fuck.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what? We got a Subway gift card. We may have to have a catered affair.
Oh, I like your style, buddy.
We might have to have some twisted teas and some chicken teriyaki sweet onion sandwiches and all that good shit.
Ooh. Yeah, man. Some lawn chips. Woo.
Get some fresh fucking chocolate chip cookies from that little display case at the end of the counter. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know if they're fresh.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Don't you also have a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card?
Who?
You?
What am I now? I fucking used that a long time ago. I go Buffalo Wild Wings like once a week, dude.
Where's my wings, bro? I've been holding this fucking Subway card for 2 years.
Anytime you want wings, I'll fucking bring some wings.
All right, bring wings. I'll bring the subs.
All right, so you want wings on the 19th?
Yeah,
like
we'll talk about that off the air, but we'll have to make that a Wizards extravaganza fucking fun show, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and your fucking kid won't be in school, so you can stay up and run a fucking, make your wife want to drown him in the bathtub. we should do a live mock draft like the week before. Like pair up in twos and then have like Tony and Matt be like Raw and me and Eddie be SmackDown or some shit like that, and then just start drafting people.
Yeah, 2 weeks worth of fucking drafting, that might be a little rough.
It'll be like a 15-minute segment. Hey, I see I have Pop TV on.
Uh-oh.
And I see Tara in the front row, but she does not have a fucking Shining Wizards t-shirt on.
Oh, boo.
What? She got a fucking band shirt on. A bunch of horse shit.
What a fucking liar.
Dude, I didn't talk to you guys after the WrestlePro show, and I don't want to go into details, but fucking Lisa was wicked livid at Tara. She's like, she hasn't been on TV at all. She's fucking lying to you guys.
What did Lisa send in that email that she said to check our email?
Oh, she helps us out. She's doing a little show prep now with Mr. Matthews since we were ready to talk about shit instead of just staring at each other for 10 minutes going, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, it's fine. How was your weekend?
Wait, she does a what?
Matt?
No. What?
Yeah, explain to Kevin.
I feel like I can't have the same conversation with you every week.
I know she helps us out with stuff, but what was this? I thought maybe she was... Maybe she specifically got, like, something done today that we didn't have to just check our email for because it's regular shit. I thought it was something different.
There's nothing new in the email from today.
She put on Twitter, Shining with, like, Wizards, check your email. I thought maybe it was the Brian Myers write-up.
Wait, what did you say?
It's the results in the...
We heard
stuff.
You!
All right, whatever.
What's wrong with who?
Oh, I'm having fun. Shut up. What else do we need to talk about? Are we done? Because I'm done.
No, we're not done.
I've had enough of this.
Fucking Jerry Lawler got arrested.
Ah, what a dickhead. Fuck him. Everybody should laugh at him. Fucking dummy.
Jerry Lawler.
Here's a gun. Kill yourself.
You got to stay away from them young ladies, man.
He falls in love with every young piece of tail he manages to snag. That's his problem. If he fucks them and leaves them, he wouldn't have half the fucking issues in his fucking sad life. Remember when he quit?
I mean, good for him.
It's not good for him because he doesn't know how to fucking let it go. Remember when he quit over the cat getting fired and she was fucking around on him anyway? Do we remember when he gave up his fucking KingLawler.com fucking chat board because everybody was like, yo, King, she's fucking around on you? We don't remember this? Has this man not learned anything?
No, hold on. You gotta give him respect for fucking banging a girl who's fucking half his age.
He's a rich wrestling personality. He's been in the business for fucking eons, dude. There's fucking rats out there that will love to suck his dick. The problem is he falls in love with each and every one of them. Why do you think they were engaged? Do you think he wants to get married? Hell no. That's so he could tie her down so she doesn't cheat on him. Come on, dude.
Now, you think getting engaged to somebody is going to stop them from cheating on you?
That's what he thinks, bro. I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying he's fucking stupid.
How is he stupid?
Because he thinks by putting a ring on their finger, they're gonna be in love with me and run away with me and never suck another dick or take it in the shitter from another man. Come on, bro.
You are fucking an angry man.
How old is Jerry Lawler?
66, I think.
And didn't he almost die on TV a year or two ago?
Yeah.
And don't you think he's maybe afraid that he's going to be lonely for the rest of his life?
I don't know. You fucking die every week on our show with your fucking shitty jokes.
Oh, really? I'm dying tonight? I'm fucking dying tonight.
No, but this is like when you're at the fucking the kazoo and the fucking side whistle. You're on fire, but you gotta bring it every week, man.
There you go. Suck a dick.
How is that there now, but it's never there in studio?
It's not there. That's me just fucking whistling. I was trying to find at least the slide whistle before we started. I couldn't even find that shit. I'm whistleless. But
look, the
dude,
problem with stuff like this is that it's like he said, she said shit, and it's two completely different stories. And I'm sure over time the truth will come out. But it's super easy to say that a fucking wrestler beat up a drunk chick.
But the point, dude, the point is, you're absolutely right with the he said, she said. But Jerry Lawler always finds himself in these predicaments. Don't you think that's a little fucking, like, too coincidental? I'm not saying
he was
punched.
He's been arrested for domestic violence.
Dude, he got arrested for the simple fact that they were putting their hands on each other. So, you know, there's not a right or wrong or a story of Jerry the King Lawler beat the shit out of this woman, which would be despicable anyway. But the bottom line is this guy puts himself in situations where he's asking for trouble. Come on, dude, you know it.
Why? Because she's younger?
Because she's younger and she doesn't want to be tied down with the fucking wrinkly old man,
you
dude.
You don't know what she wants to be.
Well, apparently she doesn't want to be around him and he's a little too paranoid to fucking let her go out and have a good time with her friends. Come on.
I mean, do you blame the guy?
Do I blame him for what? Giving her a gun and telling her to kill herself?
No, for fucking a 27-year-old and then being worried that she's going to go out and find some...
But that's the problem. You need to separate that. You need to separate fucking a 20-year-old from trying to marry a 20-year-old when you're a decrepit old man that's suffering fucking heart attacks every year. Come on, dude.
Yeah,
you don't see the difference?
You don't have to be old to have a heart attack, dude. Hold, fucking relax over there. Secondly, if he fucking found her and they were in love with each other, then what are you going to do? She fucking had a bender. She had a bunch of drinks.
Matt, come on. You can't be that naive.
Thank you, Kevin.
The pattern is so real.
Thank you, Kevin.
You can't, he's doing it because he loves to he loves to fuck the young bitches, and he doesn't. He's got enough money where if one of them wants to leave him, it won't hurt him. You can't be that naive.
I'm just saying.
Ever fucking,
I'm just
they were
saying.
In love.
You gotta explore all the options.
Yeah.
The options on the kid menu.
Listen, good for him. Nothing wrong with that. Just don't fall in love with these crazy young bitches. You can't do it, dude. He can't do it.
Yeah.
That's what he likes, bro. He fucking fed it on his stupid DVD. He likes the fucking young broads.
Didn't he get popped for fucking allegedly raping some girl back in the 90s, which is why Shawn Michaels had to take the ring with his knights? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, that's why they stopped the whole USWA, WWE, WWF invasion where, like, Mr. McMahon originated from.
So he doesn't, oh man, and don't get me wrong, I have no hatred toward the King, but Jesus Christ, dude. That's rough, man.
Bitches are crazy too, though.
Yeah, well, why is he messing with him? He should be fucking playing bingo on his day off.
Here, I'm going to paint a picture for you, okay?
Oh, jeez.
She wants to fucking go out. She's all hammered. He says no. She goes in the fucking bathroom and punches herself in the face so she starts bleeding. Then she calls the police.
Exactly.
Not
she's
out of the realm of possibility. This is crazy.
I wouldn't put it past that. I wouldn't doubt that at all. That's probably what happened. But the fact is,
Kevin, you're a bartender. You see them fucking chicks get drunk all the time. They do fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, Kevin takes them out back.
I agree with you, but the fact is, then don't be around it. Don't invite it into your house every night.
Look, would you rather fuck a 66-year-old pussy or a 27-year-old pussy?
Dude, I love older chicks, so you got the wrong guy there.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing
wrong. But you're not 66!
Yeah, but dude, if I'm 66, I'm not falling in love with 26-year-old box. I'm just not. Sorry.
I'm just crushing it.
Yeah, just crush it and move on.
The pussy is powerful.
Yeah, I know. King gets sucked in by the pussy beams.
Maybe his heart attack fucked with his dick.
Ah, man. Oh, can we talk about
the weekend I had at a good old House of Glory?
Nope.
Yeah, it's great. Right. Good segue.
No, we can talk about it. Go ahead.
No, I would have said House of Glory Hole if that was.
Oh, boo.
Boo. Dude, I'm in an alley right now, okay? I'm in an alley. There's a pickup truck in front of me.
Wait.
There's an outhouse to my left.
You're in an alley talking about glory holes. What are you doing, Kevin?
This is another Tuesday night for Kevin.
That's actually a fair question.
How's a hands-free phone working while you're jerking guys off in the alleyway?
I can't even get mad at that question.
In your face!
I'm going to post pictures and put them on the Facebook page where I'm actually podcasting from right now.
Oh, yes, please. That's genius. You're a genius, Kevin. That's fantastic.
Kevin, you all right? You all right, Kevin?
I will.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if this was anywhere else but West Orange, I'd probably be scared for my life.
Well, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, it's okay. Is it terribly like creepy to say that it's a familiar alley? Like I know this alley. Like,
hey, Kevin, man,
it's not the first time I've been in this alley. I'm not.
Listen, man. Anything to make a couple extra bucks on a Tuesday night is okay with me.
Listen,
who's that guy in the RepoPro hat on his knees in the flannel? Oh, it's just Kevin again.
You call me Alley Cat Kevin.
Holy shit.
Man.
Better segue in the House of Glory.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about House of Glory because it was an awesome show. So, I mean, we're
talking about House of Glory Beyond Wrestling Friday night. Kevin took a trip into the city.
I heard the greatest thing that happened was that David Adams wound up in the hospital.
Dude, I saw that segment was rough, man. I didn't know that he got hurt, though. I didn't know that until the next day.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until I saw the picture of him in the hospital bed.
Yeah, and there was some controversy that, that video was making around that Ken Broadway actually spit on a fan, which I had left after the main event, and they did a closing segment where Ken Broadway hit the ring and then beat the heck out of Gangon again, Gangon. But I mean, overall, it was a fantastic show. Dickinson, Kamagachi was awesome. Match of the night goes to the Hit Squad, our pals Dan Moff and Steve Mack versus Private Party. That was the best match of the night, and it was in the first. I think it was the third or fourth match. And I was like, that's the best match so far, and that was the best match of the entire night.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard like that it's potential like match of the year, like no exaggeration. Like that's how good it was.
It was really, really good. And you wouldn't think like it's kinda like it's like you have like two Rey Mysterios versus two like I don't know, Bam Bam Bigelows. You know what I mean? Like was that like did you really give Private Party a chance at all? Because like monster it's Mac and Mop. It looks like they could kill regular, like big guys, and these kids are nowhere near their size, but they held their own into the small man, big man match and knew how to work it. It was awesome, and kudos to Moff and Mac and the kids and the guys at Private Party because they are so good, those kids, and they're going to be whether or not they stay together or whether or not they split up and have their own careers. Dude, those kids are good, man, and it was again a great show. The Juice JT Dunn in the main event against holy shit, why am I drawing a blank? Oh, was it Gangon? I think. Yeah, I think.
And it was good.
Drawing a blank.
No, that's all right. You're good.
And you had who else was on the show? Obviously, David. Oh, the four way with David Starr, Ken Broadway, which David Starr won. Again, it was just a fun. It's always fun, and it's so like it's kind of expensive to get there, especially the way that I go because I take the train. I take the New Jersey Transit to Penn, and I take the LIRR on like peak hours. So it's kind of expensive because I don't want to drive, but it's totally worth it.
once you get to the Jamaica station, it's literally three blocks away. So they just announced for August 19th tickets in Drew Galloway. So
that's cool.
So that's going to be awesome. I'm definitely going to head out to that. Mickey James will be there. House of Glory champ, EC3. And so yeah, I'm telling you right now, it's a fun show. So if you haven't seen House of Glory, you'll check them out.
House of Glory, awesome.
Yeah,
Mr. Matthew, do we have anything else?
No, I mean, I guess it's fine. It's just a call time. It doesn't have to be a full show unless Matt has anything.
No, I don't really have anything else. Ring of Honor's running their show this weekend. Me and Kevin did a show last night.
Yeah, that'll be airing. We'll be airing that tomorrow. We felt that we needed to do a little something-something because of all the stuff that's gone on the past couple days. But you guys will be getting that tomorrow. Who's featured on that, by the way?
Roderick Strong, Caprice Coleman, which that's not a spoiler, but nothing against the rest of the guys. They were all great interviews. But Caprice Coleman was fucking amazing.
All right, well, don't give anything away. We want to make sure people listen.
No, and amazing. And I don't know I don't know if he was foreshadowing a possible like gimmick, or if he was just being like him. I don't know if that's his gimmick now or what it is, because he was just like, it was just like an interview that you didn't expect to have in an interview that was basically kind of just your interview, like, hey, like, are you excited about this match? Are you excited about that? Which were fine, and they were great conversations. But Caprice Coleman was just like, if you could like chop that up and just have that interview and release it as like a clip, it was absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, it's good.
I 100% would love to have him back on again. He was unbelievable. BJ Whitmer called in, and the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, The Addiction, were part of the show. So it's just under 2 hours. Me and Kevin do a little filibustering. Fair warning. We are not Ring of Honor experts, so if you're going to listen to this, be gentle, but please correct us if we were wrong on Facebook or on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. But I mean, it was a fun show. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was cool, because and I love when people like call out on stuff, because I was listening to ESPN Radio today, and like Don LaGreca, they're trying to talk about soccer. Like, we're not going to talk about soccer because you don't know a lot about it, but if people want to entertain it, and we'll talk about it. Like, Ring of Honor is something that I tried my best to watch, and I think I've done a good job, but I don't know enough about it to consider myself an expert. But it was really, like, I think I messed up and said that Roderick Strong at one point had left Ring of Honor or something like that, which he never did, I guess. But so there's that, but it's just fun, and again, educate us. We love wrestling, so it was just something that we felt we had to do, give Ring of Honor a full show for themselves.
Sounds good. Well, I guess if we got nothing else, we want to thank everybody for tuning into Call Time.
Do you guys want
we got one more thing.
What's that?
Next Tuesday night.
Oh, shit, yes. You want to make the announcement then?
The Shining Wizards. I mean, we put it out on Facebook and Twitter, but I mean, next Tuesday night we have the honor and the privilege of being joined by the Diamond Dallas Page. He's going to call in earlier in the show than we usually do, for about 15 minutes or so. Joins us, so it's something worth looking forward to. And one of our super fans, driving from Arizona, going to be in studio. Jason Markowitz, a friend and a fan of the show, who also I know does DDP yoga. So it just all ties in perfect. It's going to be a full house, and it's going to be a great show. So if you're into the DDP yoga and the DDP fan, definitely tune in next week live, swlive.net.
Yeah,
we'll be broadcast at 7 o'clock.
It's been a long time coming to have DDP. I know, like, we reached out to him years ago, and finally everything just aligned, and going to have him. We're going to be talking about the Resurrection of Jake documentary. Of course, DDP yoga with the app and the performance center. We got a lot to talk about with him in the short time that we're going to have with him. But that's next Tuesday, tomorrow night. Come back here, special presentation, Kevin and Matt doing the Ring of Honor spectacular. They did a great job last year. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to listen to it. And you should listen to it, too. And that's all I got. At Wizards Podcast, at Bowman5150, at Kevin Garifo, at Big Tony Z. Follow us all on the Twitters, and we love you.
Free Roman Reigns.
Yes, free Roman Reigns. Hashtag free Roman Reigns.
All right.
All right, sounds good. I don't. What do we do? A proper goodbye? What do we do?
Well, we could say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. See ya.
I have a small dick.